Let's lock stuff down. Our Oregon fuel injection hotline, the text line as well. Because on Monday, we insist on wrapping Crunch Time with, well, this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad.
How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, cousin Nick.
Downgraded again. Just brutal from Steve. I'm Nick. I'm back in the KUJC studios. We're here for the Richter scale. That's what that big explosion means. Every Monday, we wrap up Crunch Time with the biggest sporting events and sporting news from the weekend. And Steve rates the impact that it had. We begin with, well, America's national nightmare is over. Jimmy Butler was finally traded. The former Chicago Bull and Minnesota Timber Bull is now a member of the Philadelphia 76ers. The 76ers' young core of Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, and Markelle Fultz now add 8-year vet, 4-time All-Star to bolster their chances in the East. How does this addition impact the 76ers' chances to win the East?
If I had them as maybe a 3 or a 4 chance of winning it, I'd double it. I would say now they are up to a 6 or 7. I'm not saying that once the dust settles they'll be even with the Celtics, but I would actually, and I have to, you know, see how all these pieces fit together with J.J. Redick and some of the other guys they have on the team. But I think it's substantial. I think it's a ballsy move by Philly, and I think it significantly impacts. I'll give it an 8.
All right. What is going on with Carmelo Anthony? The 16-year NBA vet is allegedly done with the Rockets after just 2 months. When the Rockets signed him, he dropped their odds of winning the NBA title, and now that it's more than likely that he's going to leave, those odds are back up on the rise for Houston. Melo played in 10 games. He averaged 13 points and 5 rebounds a game, so it's not like he was the worst player in NBA history during a 10-game stretch. He's just playing how you would expect a 34-year-old to play in the NBA. How sure are you that Melo is going to sign with another NBA team?
It's amazing how his existence wrecks everything. It's like an old Marx Brothers routine. How much are they paying you to play at this event? He gives the amount. How much would you charge not to play? Oh, you couldn't afford it. So, anyway, what'd you ask me? What are the odds that he signs with another team?
How sure are you that he signs with another team?
As opposed to his career being over or going back to the Rockets, I think somebody will take a chance on him, and I'm going to say 75%.
Okay, so 7.5.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Son of Anarchy has fallen from grace yet again. Bobby Petrino has been fired from the University of Louisville after starting the season 2-for-8 with an offer in the conference win column. Could not have gone any better for Petrino on local TV in Louisville either. While his taped coaches show was being aired, the ticker at the bottom of the screen was announcing he was out of head coach of the Cardinals. How funny is it that Petrino's firing was announced this way in Louisville?
Wow, that is that's painful. I mean, this is a guy who won 9 games, won 8 games. Now he's down to 2 games. He is a mega bag. Let's not for 1 minute lose that. So on a scale of 1 to 10, to see a guy who treated his family and brought his wife such public humiliation, humiliated in turn, that's a 9.5. I'm on board with that.
It's extremely funny. Oregon once again struggled to play on the road. On Saturday against Utah, the Ducks had a slow start, couldn't get the run game going, and then the passing game outside of passes to Dylan Mitchell was pretty rough. The Ducks' D held firm, forcing Utah to kick 6 field goals, and that helped keep Oregon in the game, but it wasn't enough as the Ducks fell 25-32. How big of a problem is it that the Ducks can't play well on the road?
Yeah, the first thing is somebody said they're having problems on the road. No, they get to the game fine. They find the stadium. The planes are all right. It's once they get in the stadium and actually have to play the game that seems to be an issue. It's huge. I mean, it appears they got Cal at a good time when Cal was in flux as far as, you know, their quarterback and their offense. You know, their defense had yet to really come together because the first halves against Washington State, Arizona, and Utah, those are like F, D minus D. So it's a major problem that they can't get it together outside of Autzen Stadium. You know, they'll have a final test against Oregon State, who's been struggling mightily. But even one of those wins could have kind of altered the course of this season. So, yeah, that's a 9. That's a major cause for concern.
Last one here. Gardner, the mustachioed Minshew, is on a tear with the Cougs. On Saturday against Colorado, he threw for 335 yards and 2 touchdowns in the air. He also rushed for a score. This season, he's already thrown for 3,800 yards, has the Cougars on the inside track for the Pac-12 title game, still has them in potential playoff contention, and I know it's a long shot, but it's just about as long as of a shot that many thought Wazoo had to win the conference going into the season with a quarterback who was coming in from East Carolina, so that could door isn't completely closed. How do you rate the chances that Mr. Mustachioed Gardner Minshew finishes in the top 3 for the Heisman?
Ooh, wow, because right now you would see it's obviously a Tagovailoa for Alabama, the kid from Oklahoma, who's obviously a Oakland A's outfielder in waiting.
Kyler Murray.
Yeah, with the finish we're seeing from Will Grier and West Virginia, that could push him in. So his chances of finishing in the top 3, I give him about a 1 in 3 as we stand. But this could change week to week depending on how those other guys play and if he continues to win.
All right.
So you got that going for you, which is nice.